Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
I'm usually late to the party, or just not invited at all to the party, but it just hit me. That's Raheem Morris, current Falcons head coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
That could have been Bill Belichick this
week. I was thinking
the
same thing.
That could have been Bill Belichick returning to Gillette Stadium to take on Mike Vrabel.
Bill, in your pre-draft assessment of Drake May, you said he basically sucked. What do you think of him now?
Oh, my God. I just realized, that's all we would have talked about all week.
Do we have time for some Bill Belichick audio later in the show?
Oh, we do, Ted. For you, anything. On Halloween.
My face.
It's your treat. It's your treat.
All right, very good.
Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Hey.
Little did we know.
He's happy where he is.
Little did we know he couldn't beat anybody else. And we'll see about Duke.
I love all the people getting mad at you for not giving them credit for actually, they're starting to show signs of positivity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
In week 7 of a college football season, which is now a one-year entity. It's no longer about building programs over year over year. No, it's 1 year. Anyway,
yep.
Patriots, Falcons, Gillette Stadium, Sunday afternoon. I believe the weather's going to be good. It's going to be a nice fall weekend. The clocks will have changed. The leaves are falling. Michael Penix, Drake London, and who's the other key injury?
Bijan Robinson.
They're all healthy, basically. Pitts. They're all playing. Do not have game designations. They all practice today. Yeah. So it's Penix, it's Pitts, and it's London coming to Gillette Stadium. So, Ted Johnson, give us the buildup for Patriots-Falcons.
All right. I'll just give you a little recap. So the Falcons are coming off of a really bad loss, a 31-10 loss to the Dolphins. We saw what the Dolphins were last night.
Yeah.
Again, they didn't have Michael Penix or Drake London in that game, so that adds to it. They're good wins so far this year. They did beat Minnesota earlier in the year, Washington, and Buffalo. So those are decent wins. Their bad losses are to Carolina and to Miami. The Atlanta offense is kind of it's hard to figure out because they ranked in 7th in yards per game.
Ooh, top 10 offense,
right? But they rank 23rd in DVOA, which I think is probably the most accurate kind of stat that really says the whole story. So
bottom 10 offense.
They move the ball up and down, but they don't score at a high rate, and so clearly their red zone offense isn't very good. You guys just mentioned it. Their top three guys on offense, really who you got to just concentrate on is obviously the quarterback, but he's not as I was a big, big fan of Michael Penix, but he's struggling this year. Only 61% of his passes being completed for 234 yards per game, 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And Drake London, their leading receiver, has 38 catches on 63 targets. So not a very efficient target for Michael Penix. Just a couple of TDs. He does have 6 big plays. There are plays of 20 or more. And then Kyle Pitts is the next leading receiver at 39 catches. He only has 1 touchdown, and he has 6 X plays. So that's that's something to consider when you know or hear that the Patriots are 31st in giving up big plays. That defense, there's some issues on that defense that really I think the quarterback has been masking. But one of them is they give up too many big plays, and the Falcons offense is a kind of a big play offense. So that's something to keep in mind. The Pats running game, you hope that it found some traction. Just still one of the worst running games in the league, but then that goes to show you how bad they were, because the last two games they've had over 170 yards rushing. So that's some of that, a lot of it, that is Drake May scrambling, so you got to keep that in mind. Interesting to learn that Atlanta's secondary is number one in passing yards allowed. They don't give up big plays. They've only give up 150 yards per game, which is crazy to think that their defense is that good. So you're trying to figure out, how are they going to attack? You know, do they try and get the running game because they feel like, well, it's they're so good at defending the deep ball, or do you just kind of keep the offense you've been running and take, see if you can't pierce that defense down deep? We'll see. But there's metrics and numbers and markers that would suggest that this game is tougher than it might appear based on the opponent's record. So I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about this team. I've seen Michael Penix time and time again get hot and just start lighting it up, and so I am a little bit worried. That's why in my picks I do have this game being a close game.
So even their best player, Bijan Robinson, has been sort of similar to them. He had that crazy game, what was it, 3 weeks ago to help beat the Bills, right, 170 mm-hmm. yards. Since then, he's had a couple games, though. It's under 3 yards a carry, yeah. Not a lot of production. Yeah. And then the flip side of that is the Patriots' run defense is really,
really
good.
Really good.
I don't know, does he scare you?
He does. I think because he's the most dynamic back they've played all year.
Yeah.
So he averages 138 all-purpose yards in the passing game and running game. He's about 35% of their offensive production. That's a pretty good chunk mm-hmm. for a running back. You know, Marshall Faulk in the Super Bowl was 50%. And so Bijan, so that's how I look at it, is like, who's most responsible for the offense? It's Bijan Robinson. So you better have a plan to stop Bijan Robinson.
And am I wrong to have more of a concern of him as a pass catcher than as – I feel like the run defense is good. But as Giardi said when he was talking about, I think, Robert Spillane, like there might be opportunities to try to get coverage mismatches.
Remember the Miami game, H angles, you know, yes. something where you put him mm-hmm. in space. So it's not, you know, he's not running the ball from the traditional home position. You know, you have him out wide or you have him offset and you get him into routes fast. I think that would be a good strategy for them to have.
Fitzy, this game defensively, I know you've been sort of big on the run defense isn't very good, but their pass defense is good. Have we reached the point with Drake May, though, in this passing game where it's like, okay, you're a good pass defense. Guess what? I'm a good pass offense. Let's see, you know, sort of a heat check game for this pass mm-hmm. offense. Or is that not – are they not quite there yet?
I don't think they're there yet. And I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to be, you know, obstinate enough to say, okay, my strong against your strong. Let's see who ends up on the other side of it. Especially when, even if you are a step back in the running game without Ramondre this week, this could be such a great run to set up the pass week. Like, just, you know, hammer Atlanta where you can get them around the ends and up the gut for as long as you can and set up the passes. Just be effective, hold the ball, and like Ted was just saying, prevent Atlanta from doing things to get the ball in Bijan Robinson's hands in space where he can mismatch against a linebacker. The Achan game week two, Ted, was exactly what I was thinking. You know, you can't really run the ball against the Patriots very well, but if you can get a speedy guy like Bijan Robinson out in space and try to find a mismatch, they'll do so, because their offensive coordinator, I mean, granted, as long as he actually does it, no coordinator is under more fire in the NFL right now than Zach Robinson,
yep.
the offensive coordinator for the Falcons.
Absolutely, and he's a guy that a lot of Patriots yeah. fans wanted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's interesting. You know, and I mean, if I were him, I'd be dialing up some shots down the field. I think Penix is an excellent deep ball thrower. I do. The Patriots were vulnerable against the big play. And you basically, if you get to the red zone, you're an offense that gets to the red zone, you pretty much score more than 70% of the time. The Patriots' red zone defense is terrible. They have the mm-hmm. worst goal-to-goal defense in the league. So, I don't know. There are things in their offense that lend me to think that this can be a close game if they kind of strike at the weaknesses of the Patriots' defense.
So you like Penix. You said you like him.
I do. I'm a big fan of his.
So why isn't it I mean, his numbers are, I mean, pedestrian at best. 61% completion percentage in the modern NFL is low.
You know, it's a, you know, I don't, how good is Zach? I think it's coaching at a young quarterback is so vital. Like, he had a different offensive coordinator last year. Now he has a new one this year, right? Or no, Zach Robinson was there last year, wasn't he? Okay.
Yeah, yes. This is
he went there.
My bad,
Morris.
So maybe Zach Robinson isn't the offensive coordinator we all thought. I mean, he was with the Rams. Was he the offensive coordinator? I think he was a quarterback's coach for.
Yeah, it's whatever. So, passing game
coordinator,
maybe.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that translates all of a sudden. He's really all that good. I just think young quarterbacks need to be matched up with really good offensive coordinators, and I'm not sure Zach Robinson is. So I'm blaming him more than Mike, if that's fair. And he's also plays for the Atlanta Falcons. It's not the best, you know, franchise in the league, right?
Right. I think everybody, and it's weird because I've heard totally, you know, talking to fans or people on Twitter. We got a text earlier, actually. This game is essentially a live walkthrough. That's what some people are feeling about this game.
I'm more worried about this team than I was the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Mm. It's a better all-around team, absolutely, because you have an offense. Like, it wouldn't stun me, even though they haven't really done it, if they scored some points. You know, like, really, if you look at their games this year, if you can get to where the Patriots have been pretty regularly, the mid to high 20s or 30s, you should win the game. They don't score points like that. They haven't. Now, admittedly, they've had some back and forth and guys in and out of the lineup, and, you know, Kirk Cousins was a part of that. But they've had these weird games. The Panthers game before the Panthers came here. Remember the Panthers game? They moved up and down the field, but turnovers, they had a pick six, a defensive, and you got blown out. And I just, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked. But I also think there's always that possibility one day where you go, oh, yeah, Penix can really spin it, and he just hit Drake London, and then Bijan broke off a 40-yard catch and run. I feel like they're a team a little like the Patriots in the third quarter the other day. Could, like, two or three plays, and all of a sudden you're like, how did we get down 17-3
here? That's
exactly
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just think they have big play potential with Drake London. Even with Bijan Robinson, I do. I know Kyle Pitts is kind of a freak athlete, and so I
still
just,
waiting for him to break out, Ted.
Yeah, man. I know.
It's never going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
It happened.
We're going to wait a while.
I was told this was Kyle Pitts' season.
Nope, that's happened every year. I think we've settled on it's not going to happen. He's just a solid NFL player. The freak from Florida and all that isn't going to happen.
And here's the thing, too. So the Falcons are 3-4 right now. I mean, you got the Bucs that are 6-2 that are clearly the best team in the NFC South. But if you're a coach, you're like, dude, we still can make the playoffs, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're still kind of like, I don't know how many times I play the Bucs, but, you know, it's like 3-4. You know, you just – so my point is these guys aren't going to be disengaged. This isn't going to be a team that's coming in and, you know, like, sucking their thumb and thinking they don't have a chance. They're going to come in with the, you know, with the idea and attitude of beating this team.
I actually think that is the reason Fitzy, for maybe most, beyond they have talent and they can make plays, whatever. This is sort of make or break season for them. Patriots can afford to lose a game. They've actually given themselves a cushion. The Falcons, if they fancy themselves a playoff team, this is a game they have to win.
Atlanta needs this game way more than the Patriots do.
That's a good way
and
to put it.
3-5, they'll be in the toilet, the tank, and really be facing a long haul to get that seventh playoff spot. Because if you think about it, Eagles, no-brainer. Lions, Packers, yep. Buccaneers, yep. 49ers, Rams. Okay, there's six. There's going to be one team. It could be the Cowboys, could be the Bears, could be the Falcons if they can get their ish together to grab that final wild card spot in the NFC.
If a coach is smart, and Parcells would did this in our 95 season, he basically would just, that was a year we only won five games. Hey, guys, we still, you know, we're still got an opportunity to make it, you know, if we just, well, you know, kind of do our, get better. And he'd keep dangling that playoff carrot in front of you. And that's kind of a smart thing for a coach to do in the middle of a season that's not going like you hoped. If you're just three games behind, the playoff spot, you kind of tell that to your players. So they're going to be, just like Fitzy just said, they're going to feel like they got to win this game, and so they're going to come in here sharp.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about this Patriots-Falcons game? Ted, your guy's on the line. He's now on day five.
You're going to hear about it.
Trying to finish his point. Let's go to Paulie and Dedham.
Didn't we go to him yesterday?
Yeah, he said he fell asleep on the phone.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yep. My ass, Paulie. What's up, Paulie?
What's up, Paul?
Lee? Yeah, I fell asleep in here. I was on hold for well over an hour, and I tried to hold on. I had the phone on my stomach. I'm lying on the couch with the radio on behind me on the end table, and I woke up. The phone was dead. And I said, it was blank, rather. The screen was
great
blank.
Story.
I said, I think they went to me. Sorry about that. Yeah. But I figured they were going to blitz Gabriel last week. And early on, they did. It wasn't working. So I said, no, sit back and coverage is not working. And they did. I think they're going to do the same thing with Penix. He can't get out of his own way. And he's struggling right now. I think they're going to put some heat on him. You know, I think they're going to hit him with some blitz combinations.
So who wins, Paul?
Yeah, Paul, who's winning this game?
And of course, take out Bijan Robinson out of the game, of course. But today, I've been wanting to say this all week that I've spoke to a couple other people. I've had people agreeing with me, and I have people disagreeing with me. When the game was 30-7 last week, I texted a big dog in the business, and I told him, I said, get him out of there now. He's been facing pressure all week. It's a ferocious pass rush. He's been facing it all day. He's being they bought to him. He's taking some punishment. There's no need to leave him in the game and risk injury to your star player. Who, if you lose, you're going to be out. You're going to be out for the year. That'll be it.
Thanks for the call, Paulie.
I think there's some truth to it. I'd have to go back. I'll be honest. I lost a little bit of interest in the game after
I thought you meant that call.
No, never. Give me Paulie. Same life. Always entertaining.
No, that was everybody else.
Yeah, I didn't like that he fell asleep listening to our show. But that's,
that was a long question. Just can you shorten it down for me?
Yeah, Paulie, can you just shorten it down? You know what? There is some truth to that. There's a part of you that's kind of like, you know, you want to teach your team to finish the race.
Yeah.
If there's a chance even at all that they could get back in the game, I don't know. I mean, 30-7 is pretty significant. But I think there's some truth to that. Maybe, you know, like the last couple series, just, you know, feel like you got game in hand. Why not take Drake out?
We've seen, what, twice we've seen Dobbs for May this year, I believe, two of the eight games. I don't think they're quite there yet for like
only
the early
one was
hook.
For a blowout. The other one was because of an injury. He came in and out.
Yeah, came in for a couple of those, yeah.
But like, I don't think they're there yet. I'm with sort of the beginning of your answer there. I think they're still a developing, young, new mix team quarterback. And I get it. I agree with Paulie on one thing. If Drake May goes down, the season goes down. Yeah. But I just don't know that you can play out of fear. I just don't. Like, you're trying to develop something.
I agree. I'm not feeling real confident about that statement, but I think you could be right too, man. There's both two ways to look at it.
It's almost similar to this conversation about Drake May running. Like, I get that he could get hurt, and I get that he's gotten hurt, but it's also a massive part of your offense and your team and the development and who you are.
Due respect to the people that just want him to be, I get you want him to be a pocket passer, but here's the thing. If he doesn't feel like anybody's open, do you just say, stay in the pocket and get sacked?
Right. Or do the Peyton Manning throw the ball into the ground every time and he's got like a million throwaways and we punt?
Him vacating the pocket doesn't mean that eventually he can become a great pocket passer. He's just right now the reads aren't there and it buys time for his development. You know, you don't want to just sit in the pocket and throw when you think guys are covered or you can't find somebody open and then take the sack. So you need to vacate the pocket.
And Fitzy, I think he's done a good job of it. I think we've seen a lot of like, oh, the middle just opened up. I'm going to pick up 10 yards and move the chains.
Oh.
And I don't think he's taken a lot of big hits. The one that sent him to the tent was a weird situation. He got wrapped up by a defensive back, and as he kind of rolled him down, the head hit the turf. But I've watched Justin Herbert take much bigger hits this year. I've watched Josh Allen take much bigger hits this year. If you think Drake May is the next Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, that's part of the good and the bad of their game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big enough dude that they're going to let him do that out in space. And I'm not saying that he needs to go take some of those jiu-jitsu classes that Brady did just so he can learn to fall. Be careful if you bring your wife as well.
You don't.
You don't. She stays home. She makes the apple crisp at home. Maybe he needs to, that'll be an off-season focus for him as well. But like that one where he dinged his head up, like that was just that's going to happen. That was like his momentum was going one way and it got flung the other way. Like, I think he's actually been pretty good about not putting his body in the amount of harm's way that he could.
I hope they practice that. I hope they practice him just falling to the ground. The hardest thing, and then what I feel awful for quarterbacks, is when guys wrap them up and they can't put their arms out to brace.
Right.
So you're basically, and you just got to use your core to kind of like scrunch up so that your head, you got to anticipate as you're getting tackled to the ground that your head will snap back if you're not, you know, engaged in your core to make sure it doesn't just whiplash back to the ground. And that's where a lot of the serious concussions come is from hitting the ground.
And it seems like, I'm not a doctor, but it seems like he's a little bit predisposed to the head thing. Like in a short period of time here, he's had his bell rung or reacted or whatever a few different times. And it's, you know who else do it? Wrestlers. Wrestlers do that thing where their shoulder blades hit, but they make sure their head doesn't, or it's not supposed to. When it does, that's when they have problems, and that's why wrestlers
That's a good point. So they should study wrestling films.
Absolutely.
Watch Vision Quest.
And
there you go.
And Brady talked about that. Brady talked about learning to fall and falling, that you can get hurt. Anybody can get hurt, but if you try to pull as many factors in your side of the equation and limit it.
You know, part of the problem is a lot of times if he's on the run and gets hit, there's momentum.
Right.
Where Tom was in the pocket, so when he gets hit, it's kind of like just goes straight down. There's no momentum in the hit.
The object was not in motion, so it didn't tend to stay in motion. Yep, and there was the one play that Vrabel gave him the hard time for on Sunday, the nice long run where he got a little indecisive, like, am I trying to pick up more yards? Am I sliding? Am I going to beat
this
guy?
It was a bad slide, but do you see other slides? I mean, they're perfect.
Oh, yeah, he can slide.
Oh, like
when he decides, when he mentally decides, I'm going to slide. Yeah. And I would say to him, don't get indecisive down the field. Because in the NFL, that means some safety or some guy you're not seeing is coming at a high rate of speed.
No,
so if you're downfield, either get your ass in the end zone or get your ass to the ground. Yep. Figure it out. 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about Drake May and the Patriots heading into this weird Jekyll and Hyde, helter-skelter, whatever you want to call it, game against the Atlanta Falcons? Up next, we have some new audio from Mike Vrabel down at Gillette Stadium today. We've talked about him distancing himself from the dynasty. The introductions are now individual players. He got rid of the captains. He's doing different things. They got rid of the aw, yeah. They celebrate differently. Well, he had an interesting comment when asked about distancing themselves from the dynasty. You'll hear that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.